And this guess ad has elicited strong opinions, a lot of controversy, particularly when it comes to beauty standards and what it means for reshaping the standards that people look to. The co-founders behind this ad touched on this point. Here's what they said.
I would argue that it's actually more freeing for a woman to know that these images are made with AI and that they are
don't exist
and that they're just a digital, created through a digital medium. And so the woman in the pictures actually didn't perhaps starve herself, or I believe it's maybe more freeing because you actually don't compare with something that doesn't exist.
So that's a really interesting perspective. I agree that looking at an AI-generated figure, we might start to say, well, because this isn't real, I don't even see the value in comparing myself to it. But the problem is, in some ways, AI has crossed over that uncanny valley where we can understand that it's not real. So the only way that perspective is going to work is if it's clearly identified that the figure you're looking at is AI generated. Without that labeling, which there is no kind of industry rule that has to happen, we really have no idea. And that's still a pretty broad assumption. Because they're so perfect and because they're AI, people won't compare themselves to it. I think we would have to leave that question to the Department of Psychology.